This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion, let me make sure I got this the right level. Let's put it right there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stock. So this is the, this is where you're meeting the rifle. This is the absolute, if you will, the absolute epitome of what the interface is between you and the gun. And that's why you should be looking at a Boyd's Gun Stock. Now, I thought I had this already set up, so let me see if I can set this up. I was talking about Cuomo the other day, and I'm going to try to have somebody on to talk about Cuomo and the way he looks at taxes and all this other nonsense that he's come up with. But, you don't have to believe me. If I can find it, here we are. Here we are. Okay, so I got Mr. Cuomo here. Now, this is him on CNN. And, this is him talking. See, what he doesn't like is that you guys are not going to be subsidizing the high taxes of the state of New York. And the people of the state of New York are coming after him. He doesn't say that, but this is coming from CNN, so, bear with me.
Let's talk about this tax confusion with New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. He signed an executive order last week allowing residents in his state to prepay their property taxes before the end of the year. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Allison.
Great to have you, Governor. Why are you allowing New Yorkers to pay their 2018 tax bill early?
As you said in the previous piece, this bill was rushed through Congress and the Senate. It is a bait and switch. They sold it as we're going to help the middle class. It wound up being a benefit for the rich and the rich corporations. They hope the rich corporations will then give it to the workers as a matter of their largesse. But if they actually wanted to raise wages for workers, they would have said in the bill, the corporation is going to get a tax cut, but they must give it to the workers.
Got to mandate
so
that one.
It was all a bait and switch. It's all a marketing ploy. One of the really devilish things.
Even though that's happened, it's happening
they
now.
They then eliminate the deductibility of state and local taxes, which sounds like a mouthful. But what it says is, up until now, over 100 years, you paid a state tax, you paid a local tax, you deducted that from your federal tax.
And we could raise them as high as we wanted to.
That. So you are now paying two taxes.
No.
You pay a tax to the state or tax to the local government, and then the federal government taxes that tax.
Yeah.
No, they don't. You can't deduct it.
It happens to occur coincidentally on only blue states.
And that's what I want to ask
only
you about.
Only Democratic states.
Because, Governor, you've called this an economic civil war, and I know that's what you're touching
that's
on.
That's where they have the highest taxes on their people.
The Senate has no senators from Democratic states, blue states. This tax provision hits the blue states by eliminating the state and local tax deductibility and uses that money to finance the tax cut in the red states.
So
this is the most partisan, divisive legislation we've seen.
This is coming from the guy who said conservatives are not welcome in New York State.
The president?
Look, there's always politics in crafting of legislation. But this was an egregious, obnoxious. What the Senate was saying is because we have no Senate.
Sort of like when he declared
states,
an emergency to pass the SAFE Act overnight.
So let's pillage the blue to give to the red. That's never been done in this nation before. That's partisan politicking over any semblance of good government. And by the way, you want to hurt New York? You want to hurt California? They're the economic engines.
Yeah.
How are you going to grow the economy after you put a dagger in the heart of New York and California? It's all politics all the time.
So how does New York fight back? What do you plan to do about this?
Well, they are challenging our structure of our tax code.
We're going to
propose a restructuring of our tax code. I'm not even sure what they did is legal and constitutional. And that's something we're looking at now.
What does that mean? Why wouldn't it be legal to change the tax code?
I like that question.
You can change the tax code. You can't penalize my state because of its political affiliation.
Not doing that.
There's never been a double taxation before in the history of the nation.
And there isn't now.
So there are legitimate grounds. Now, if they own the courts, it might be harder. And ultimately, Allison, look, there's democracy. And people know what happens. You look at your pieces. You have thousands of people lining up on a holiday weekend to prepay their taxes. Do you think they're going to forget? Do you think they don't understand what has happened here? They know exactly what has happened. And they're going to remember because you're hurting them right in their pocketbook. Democracy ultimately works. And maybe it worked for the Senate because they don't have any Democrats.
He's saying that with a straight face. That's incredible.
Which is the epitome of political arrogance.
Mm.
But there are Republican congressmen. There's a Republican president who has to run in these states.
Yeah.
And these people are not going to forget.
Okay. Yeah. And they didn't win. And, of course, what he doesn't say is that Trump didn't win in New York. He didn't win in California. So it doesn't matter. But this is the thing. This is about him and all the other blue states being able to tax their people just completely without any sort of check at all. Because there was always this thing where they could write it off, you know, deduct it from their federal taxes. So what is happening here is they don't get to write it off. They're not being double taxed on it. They just can't deduct it from their taxes now. So, of course, that will come off the top, and, they'll end up having to pay taxes instead. But still, nonetheless, 80% of the people of the United States are going to get a tax break. This thing about democracy and everything else, this is him getting out there and saying, and besides New Jersey, New York is one of the biggest tax states out there. According to the, they were 49th out of 50. Only New Jersey did worse than them. This coming from the State Business Tax Climate Index. The Democrats are going to try to use the courts to push their agenda, and in this case try to repeal a law they thought would never pass Congress. And, on health care, that turned out to be the way it was going to be. But once again, something comes that, you know, these guys were not prepared to go with. And instead of getting out there and trying to work out and hammer out some sort of a, dare I say it, compromise, they were too busy just going back and saying, well, we're opposing it. So, yeah, their states lost out. But in New York City, you got Kirsten Gillibrand and you got Charles Schumer. So nobody's, there'll still be Democratic senators coming from New York. There'll still be Democratic senators coming from California. This very bold statement that he's making and saying that there's no Democratic senators from any blue states in the Senate. Yeah, there is quite a few of them. You just got a new one and he came from a red state. So I just wanted you to hear it. I'm going to try to have a guest on tomorrow to talk a little more about this stupidity. That is this idea that when you don't get the rights, when you don't get to write something off, you're being double taxed. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I have one that I'm about to bring you, and then I have another one that I'll be bringing you. But the first one is going to be the Ruger Gun Sight Scout Rifle, which I've already done a video on, but I have not done it with a Boyd's Gun Stock on it yet. And, oh, this is going to be glorious. So glorious. So, check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. This little ditty that I've got from you, it's coming from a newspaper in some California ski town, snow ski town. The guy, his column is called Pine Nuts. The author is a guy named McAvoy Lane, which sounds like a place in a subdivision, but that's beside me. And this is, you know, it's called a 21st Century Amendment. And I give this to you verbatim. Because I cannot possibly make this up. And let's see, can I actually make it through all of this in time? Maybe not, but we're gonna try it anyway. We're gonna try it anyway. From McAvoy Lane. Much better minds than mine have examined this issue, yet sometimes it proves helpful for a regular May, or in this case a regular Mac, to look in fresh eyes at a thorny issue and report her or his findings. So let's take a look at the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. First glance, I had to believe our framer surely must have meant to say the right of the people to keep and bear a coat of arms shall not be infringed. But when I mentioned this possibility to a retired professor friend, he only laughed out loud. So I've been moved to examine the matter further. The first clause, the precondition, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, establishes the reason and purpose for the second clause, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. 1791, we did not have a well-regulated militia, but we do now. And we spend more than $1 billion a day to regulate a National Guard, Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and CIA. The emergence of a well-regulated militia has effectively nullified the need and purpose of the people to keep and bear arms. A similarly constructed amendment, an amendment to protect us from constipation, would read, a well-regulated morning constitutional being necessary to the health of an individual, the right of the people to keep and bear blasting powder shall not be infringed. Now, at bottom, individuals carrying automatic weapons do not represent a well-regulated militia. To the contrary, they represent an unregulated militia, and an unregulated militia has inadvertently, accidentally, and regretfully created our horrific domestic terror epidemic. An AR-556 with a 30-round magazine is not protected by the Second Amendment. It did not exist in 1791. And if it had existed, it would have been, well, regulated. Thus, I humbly submit here a 28th Amendment to bring the Second Amendment into the 21st century. Now, what should such a 28th Amendment say anyway? To my mind, it's very straightforward. The Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States is hereby repealed. Henceforth, the right of the people to keep and bear single-shot arms shall not be infringed. Now, I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I pray God will not make me a constitutional lawyer. I'm an average citizen with an average sense of rectitude. We can't prevent every attempt to kill with a gun, but we can diminish the resulting carnage, and a 21st century 28th Amendment could do exactly that. Oh, gosh. So there we have McAvoy Lane. First of all, let's talk a little bit just about the terminology of the Second Amendment. Regulated in its time, and even up to the during the war in Vietnam, the soldiers of various armies have been referred to as regulars. What does it mean to be a regular? Well, that means, McAvoy Lane, to be similarly equipped and trained. Not to have a bunch of regulations slapped against you. That was the vernacular in which they wrote in that period, that 1791 period that you talk about. Also, if you'd also do a little bit of research, you'd find that multi-shot magazine-fed weapons were in existence, yeah, in 1791. It's just that they were not common. And they were very complicated. It was far, you know, far easier to teach to, you know, at the time to go that single shot route. But Lewis and Clark carried a 20 round weapon when they went on their little excursion across the country. Largely didn't know where they were going. They took it. Jefferson gave it to them to take with them. So multi-shot weapons were not unknown in that particular period of time. The other thing, McAvoy, that for some reason you don't seem to be quite cognizant of, is that a militia is not the National Guard. Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and definitely not CIA. CIA, that's a bunch of civilians. Everything else is military. National Guard are civilians in peace, soldiers in war, as they say. So there is no well-regulated militia out there today, save the people that are part, you know, of the overall population of the United States. Or as Mason said, everyone is in the militia, paraphrasing him, if I may. So this idea that because weapons didn't exist, today's weapons did not exist in the time. And, you know, what is it with the AR? What is it so fascinating about the AR to where you guys got to go after that one all the time? Do you understand that a battle rifle is a big caliber? The AR is a moderate caliber. It's a medium caliber. It's more designed to wound than it is designed to kill. That's why we carry it, because it takes 7 people to take care of one wounded guy versus, you know, killing one guy and them continuing to press the attack. That's why we carry it. Everybody in the military knows that. You know, if you want to wound, you go with a 5.56. If you want to kill, you go with a 308. 7.62x51, whatever you want to call it. So it comes down to weight, what you can carry and everything else. But I just wanted to give you McAvoy Lane's verbatim. He's talking about, being protected from constipation. I don't think that's his problem. He seems to be able to burst forth with all manner of, You know what I'm talking about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Tonight, well, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks takes your weapon, and first of all, the gun stock that you would get, you're going to find it to be so far superior to what you have on your weapon already, especially the fore end of it, a much meatier purchase on your gun. The back end of it, in some cases, like with the At-One stock, that is a shapeshifter. But you know, don't believe me. Go to Boyd's. And, I mean, they have gun stocks for well over 300 models of rifles, I believe it is. I'll double-check that. Don't quote me on that. Maybe 200, but it's a lot of guns. A lot of guns they make furniture for, gun stocks for. They make gun stocks and furniture for pump shotguns. They make it for ARs. Check them out, Boyd's Gun Stocks. This next piece has got me scratching my bald skull. We're talking about progressive communities who are worried about their safety. Ostensibly, what they're supposedly worried about is that we're going to attack them because they exist. Not likely. As a matter of fact, probably impossible. Not even something to be considered up. But they have responded by taking up weapons. Now, one such community that they claim is especially susceptible to violence are trans women. I'm confused about that. Does that mean that you're a woman before you decide to become a man? Does that mean you were a man and now you claim to be a woman, or you have transferred, you know, you have transitioned to being a woman? Because if you were a man and you've transitioned to being a woman, item number one, you still have the musculature and the skeletal structure of a man. Store that away, if you would. Apparently, there are trans gun rights activists arming trans women. For them, that is a moral imperative because this is a society that routinely fails to protect them from systemic violence. Am I missing something? Is there like a transgender witch hunt, head hunt going on out there that I'm just not privy to? Have I missed something? Now, according to the progressives, for the trans women, their work sits at the intersections of a sometimes awkward divide. Some are left-leaning, some are on the right, and all of them cherish an individualistic interpretation of gun rights. This flies in the face of assumptions people make about the trans community's political leanings and feelings about the Second Amendment. Being transgender can be extremely dangerous. This is the part I find most interesting, because they say that trans people don't view the social structures ostensibly intended to defend people from harm as safe for them. Law enforcement has a record of abusing trans women and disbelieving trans women when they report crimes. Here's a double whammy. This is particularly true for trans women of color, who are made doubly vulnerable by society, especially those in the sex industry. This is a rabbit hole that, I mean, is taking so many turns that wow, this is very acrobatic. What am I missing? First of all, here's what we know about transgender. This is what I have read. I don't know this firsthand, okay? I have read that for a lot of transgender people, they become depressed after they go all the way because of where they get to. And I quite honestly would like to know what is the incidence of suicide among transgender people. But that's neither here nor there. These are people that are arming up. They say that for trans women feeling alone in the world, against the world, armed self-defense can start to feel like a very appealing option, but also a frightening one. This is a non-binary trans woman with multiple disciplinary, and she's a multiple disciplinary artist from Northern California named Scout Tran-Caffey. And Scout Tran-Caffey says, I was so traumatized by guns by my 30s that it took me 3 very patient queer gun instructors in a private living room to coach me through my first firearms training. So whether women are pursuing training and want to get a permit for the purpose of accessing concealed carry permits or spending time with fellow LGBT people on the range to learn more about gun safety and fire a variety of weapons, gun ownership can also create a sense of solidarity and community. Here's the thing, trans community. I don't care if you're armed. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to be armed. You are, after all, a human being. I may not agree with your choices. You certainly don't agree with mine. What difference does that make? I would love to know who is persecuting you. You know, the only time I don't walk up to anybody that I see and go, hey, are you real? You know, if you look like a female, I just presume you're female. If you look like a male, I presume you're a male. There's a couple of things about the transgender thing. Like, I'm waiting for a transgender female MMA fighter to kill a female MMA fighter. I'm waiting for that to happen, and I've heard that has come very close a few times. I'm waiting to see if they're going to allow transgenders to compete in international sport, because Once again, you still got the muscular, if you're a transgender woman now, you still have the musculature and the skeletal structure of a guy. Not my call, by the way. That's, you know, it's not my fault that you have that. That's what you started life out with. And you've made these decisions. Perfectly okay with me if you want to make that decision. You are your own person. That's fine. Getting out there and deciding, however, that you need to arm up because you're worried about me is folly. You don't need to worry about me. You need to worry about your fellow progressives. Ask Omar Mateen. You know, the guy that shut up the Pulse nightclub. The Islamist who is also homosexual. Shot up a club full of what? Homosexuals. That's who you need to worry about. You don't need to worry about me. I have a capacity for violence, but I don't have a hunger for it. There's a big difference between those two. And getting out there and, you know, by all means, carry weapons and train in weapons and enjoy the solidarity and the and this community of the gun community. And come join some of us to shoot, too. I mean, you know, it's getting out there. You're still playing identity politics. If you're going to be in this kind of thing, you know, there are disadvantaged and marginalized people that are just heterosexuals, too, by the way. You know, so, get off of this trans thing, though. Get off of this. You need to just, you know, be a member of the gun community with us. You'll find yourselves, I don't know what you'll find yourselves, but getting out there and playing the identity politics is not going to get you anywhere. And right about now, we should be hearing the bump music. Cue it! Look at that. Is that a machine? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
One thing I haven't mentioned is how striking these look. I mean, for a lot of people, a weapon is something to regard. And I got to admit, I mean, when you mount one of these on your rifle, especially if you have one of these really nice bolt guns, like the scout rifle that I'm going to be mounting mine on, you are crossing a boundary as far as just the looks of a gun that you didn't even know existed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. With a gun-free zone, the problem with a gun-free zone is that a gun-free zone is a plastic sign, or it is a vinyl sign. And inevitably, no matter where you go, with very few exceptions like police departments, courthouses, when you go into a gun-free zone, you are going in there, and while you're not armed, if you abide by it, like in South Carolina, I have to abide by it if I go in, if they actually, you know, go by all the rules, which there's a lot of rules I got to go by, and a lot of times they don't. But if they do, if they actually abide by the rules, then, well, you know, I got to go by them. So when you go in, there's no other guns there either. So that means that when I go in, you basically are defanged. You are defenseless. Which some fool thinks that makes you safer. The original impetus for the gun-free zone. Well, let me rephrase that. Let's go back to 2002. Introduced in Arizona, this was called the Defenseless Victim Act of 2002. And that bill recognized that so-called gun-free zones, recklessly made and typically with no alternative security provided, border on the absurd. So they're basically saying you are protected by this sign. And this came after gun-free massacres at the Luby's cafeteria in Texas, the Wakefield, Massachusetts slayings, and finally the hijacked airliners on September 11, 2001, where pilots and passengers were defenseless. in the false name of security. Congress responded to the Muslim jihad assault on our airlines with the arm the pilots law. The rest of the nation needs to, you know, a little more common sense needs to be pulled into play. The death toll at pretend gun-free zones continues to mount. And the list is well known and needs no repeating. Which mass murderers revel in, and repetition is known to encourage copycat activity. These posted locations are very proud of their no guns allowed signs and their laws and their policies that keep out even FBI certified citizens with proper permits. Did you know that's what you are, right? You've been certified by the FBI. Certified by the FBI to be permittable. They're very proud of this despite all the disastrous results. The murderers, as in all such cases, disobey the sign, which surprises no one. It doesn't even surprise the media. And the news media continues to suppress stories where armed individuals stop such mayhem, except for, you know, places like here and Rob Moore's. So the Gun-Free Zone Liability Act says that in public places, if you create one of these dangerous make-believe gun-free zones, you're liable for any harm it causes. There is no cost or budget item associated with enacting this bill. The idea that make-believe gun-free zones are safe is fraudulent. It's a lie. It's a myth. It's a trope. It's whatever. It is mythology perpetrated by anti-rights activists who can often be recognized for their beliefs that, number one, self-defense should be illegal. Number two, guns should be confiscated. Number three, no one but authorities should have guns. Number four, your right to arms can be denied by posting signs. Number five, a government can take better care of you than you can. And then the anti-self-defense lobby tells you to rely on the police for your safety, but they always omit these inconvenient facts. Number one, police have no legal duty to protect you. Two, often you individually. Okay? Number two, authorities routinely respond only after an event to pick up the pieces. Number three, when seconds count, they are just minutes away. Number four, they like parading around in full battle dress for the cameras for hours after the action is over. In most of the tragic homicides that you hear about, and countless others that you see on TV, the police don't ever draw their guns. They just draw chalk lines, and then they're gone. A person who would deny your right or ability to self-defense is as violent and wrong as the person who would assault you. So acting against self-defense against a criminal assault is legally guaranteed in all 50 states and federally as it should be. It is as old as the first written laws of civilization, like the five books of Moses. And denying the fundamental right to self-defense and self-preservation is unjust and immoral and dangerous, and we don't have to tolerate it. So the notion that the make-believe gun-free zones are safe is a fraud perpetrated on the public for these reasons. Number one, only innocent victims like you and me are affected. Armed criminals ignore no-gun signs and can care less. They're laughing at you as they come in. Number two, no alternate form of security is provided. You are knowingly and recklessly made vulnerable, while property management accepts no responsibility for your safety or their negligent behavior. The bill addresses only blatantly anti-gun rights actions that would callously disarm you and ignore your plight. Number three, despite bias in news coverage and the fear-mongering left, privately held firearms have repeatedly been shown to deter and prevent crime in one scholarly study after another. Like Armed by Click and Cates. Since the nation's inception, we have known and embraced the freedom-giving truth that guns protect the innocent and that's good. Number four, denial of your civil rights under color of law is a federal offense under 18 U.S.C. 241, 18 U.S.C. 242. So the gist of this is simply anyone who under color of any law, statute, ordinance, custom, or regulation willfully deprives any person of their rights shall be fined or imprisoned for up to 1 year or both. Bodily injury results or if the violation includes the use or attempted or threatened the use of a dangerous weapon, explosive, or fire, the prison term rises up to 10 years. If death results or if such acts include kidnapping, attempted kidnapping, aggravated sexual assault, attempted aggravated sexual assault, and that's interesting, or an attempt to kill, the violator may be fined, imprisoned for any term of life, years up to life, or put to death. Now, Initially, this has been reacted to supportively by knowledgeable people in the gun rights movement. It has the potential and broad value to become a significant national issue, and it could turn into one of the key gun topics of the decade. Literally, the right to bear arms, especially if terrorist attacks and media-fueled copycat mass murders continue and defenseless innocent victims are slaughtered. And we have to ask the question, what good is the right to weapons if the possession is banned everywhere? So the public opinion value forcing the opposition to support helplessness and victimization are worth the effort. So now is an excellent time to bring this issue into the spotlight. And all state legislatures should have at least similar bills introduced showing support for the principles involved. Let's see. Three states have had the bill on their floor, Arizona, Georgia, and New Hampshire. Why isn't my state on there? Why isn't your state on there? Unless your state is Arizona, Georgia, or New Hampshire. We should be reaching out to our elected representatives and encourage them to act and bring the bill language to them in person on paper, which would be much more effective than just another email. Or do like me, and I'm going to pick up. First of all, I don't even know who mine is now since I moved, so I got to find out who that is, and then I'm going to call him. This is a useful law, supportive of our fundamental right, a deterrent to criminals who would perpetrate the attacks, a winner in the publicity battle over gun rights, and it places responsibility squarely on those who cause harm by their direct actions. But, you know, what do I know? Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.